Minnesota Music Notes, stories from First Avenue. DJs had made 50s rock and roll radio. 20 years later, DJs also ruled, but now it was the disco clubs, like Uncle Sam's, which opened in downtown Minneapolis in 1972. DJs kept the beat with their headphones, turntables, and vinyl racks. In 1974, Roy Freedom, who'd been spinning vinyl at Minneapolis's punk club, Jay's Longhorn Bar, moved over to Uncle Sam's, mixing up disco with other sounds. By 1980, Freedom and DJ Kevin Cole were hosting popular weekend danceteria parties at the club, which was shifting to a live music format and a new name, First Avenue. In 1984, Prince had a new single he wanted to crowd test at First Avenue's More Funk Dance Night. It was called Erotic City. By the 1990s, hip-hop and house culture were reconfiguring the club DJ for a new era. And until it closed in 2016, First Avenue's VIP room, later the Record Room, provided, if not a stage, at least a room where DJs were the undisputed attraction. Minnesota Music Notes, Stories from First Avenue, is produced by Ampers, with support from the Minnesota History Center. Presenting First Avenue, Stories of Minnesota's Main Room, an exhibit that celebrates the nightclub that put Minnesota music on the map.